The very first baby step, the first goal is to have, help me. Good. $1,000 in the bank. That's a beginner emergency fund. Then when we get to the debt lesson, we're going to learn about the debt snowball, and we're going to work our way out of debt, everything but the house. And we're going to do that very quickly with great intensity. And then the next step is to go back to, with no payments but a house payment, that $1,000 account, raise it to a fully funded emergency fund. A fully funded emergency fund is how much?
3 to 6 months
of expenses. Very, very good. In most households, that's going to be represented by somewhere around $10,000. And remember, that helps the ladies relax, gentlemen, okay? That's one thing you're really going to want to do. Now, when you've got $10,000 cash in the bank, you don't have any payments but a house payment, is life pretty good? That's starting to look like financial peace. That would put you in about the top 3 or 4% of Americans. Do you understand that? No payments but a house payment. And $10,000 in the bank. You would be wealthy by most people's standards, net worth-wise, in our culture today. Because most people have a student loan that's been around so long, they think it's a pet. Okay? Now, step four is, then we're going to begin our long-term investing. We'll talk about that in detail. 15% into retirement. We'll do our college funding at about the same time. Then, when we have money left over above college and retirement, the emergency fund is done. There's no payments but a house payment. We're going to pay off the home as quickly as possible. And with that done, with no payments at all, could you build some wealth really, really quickly? I promise you could. And baby step seven is, build a ton of wealth and give a bunch of it away. Now let's look at major components of a healthy financial plan. Several pages over, and you have a form that says action needed and action date. That means if you don't have some of these things and you need to do them, write it down and give yourself a date, a deadline, by which you're going to accomplish this goal. The first one is to do a written cash flow plan. That's what we're doing right now. We're going to learn how to build a budget. The second one is you need a will. 70% of Americans die without a will. Dumb, dumb, dumb. If you really hate the people in your life, die without a will, because you're going to tie them up for years. Get a will. Again, you ladies, 75% of you will outlive your husbands. Make him get a will. One of the biggest gifts I have given my wife, Sharon, is we have what is called my love drawer, and that is a file drawer in our home in my study where you roll it out. It has all of the insurance. It has letters of instruction on every piece of thing in there, a full will, a full estate plan, all of our investments where a four-year-old can walk through them and know exactly where they are. Sharon goes through them with me periodically, so if an airplane goes down, she is taken care of. It's turnkey. That's a gift to her. The same in reverse. If something happened to her, I can walk in there and I know right where everything is. That's diligence. You won't prosper until you have it. The third thing is a debt reduction plan. We call that the debt snowball. We'll cover that in the debt lesson. The fourth thing is a tax reduction plan. Vote. The next one is an emergency fund, and we have talked about the emergency fund. A fully funded emergency fund is how much?
3 to 6 months
of expenses. Very good. The next thing is retirement funding. That's baby step four. We're going to put 15% of our income into retirement funding, college funding, charitable giving. We will talk about that in a lesson and how to give intelligently and give spiritually. Teach your children how to handle money. We'll talk about that in the relating with money lesson. Of course, life insurance. We'll talk about that in the insurance lesson, as well as disability, autos, auto insurance, homeowners insurance, which would include renters insurance. You need all of these things. If you don't, as we learn about them going through these lessons, take action. Don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait until you're diagnosed with diabetes at 32 and find out you can't get life insurance. Oh, well, I should have done that. Too late. Too late. Okay? You need to take action on these things. Write it down in there. Some of these things right now, you already know that they're a weakness area. Take action on them. The next form is the consumer equity sheet. Accountants would tell you this is how you calculate your net worth. If you look carefully, it's what you own minus what you owe, which equals the equity in the item. Our example here is if you own a $90,000 home and you owe $70,000 on it, well, you have a $20,000 equity. If you own a $7,000 car and you owe $10,000 on it, you have a negative $3,000 equity. If you have $1,000 in savings, that's $1,000. So bottom right-hand corner down there where you see the $18,000, if you put $1 million in that corner, you're a millionaire. No, you can't just like put the million in there. I mean, you really have to have the stuff, okay? But I mean, that's how you become a millionaire. What you own minus what you owe will lead you to your net worth. Now, we used to call this our hope sheet because we were going along and it didn't feel like we were making any progress. You know, we were knocking bills out, but it seemed like life wasn't getting any better yet. It had been a year, it had been 2 years, we were hitting on this thing and it didn't seem like it was hitting that curve where there was still, it felt like a gerbil in a wheel. You know what I mean? I just run, have a heart attack, and, you know, just boom, that's it, right? That's the deal. Fall over, that's it. Now, what we would do is rewrite this sheet ever so often. And what we would see then is as our savings came up and our debts went down, we would start to see that net worth come up. And that gave us hope. Hey, we are making progress. This is incrementally winning. And you need to rewrite this at least once a year. But while you're in the soup, you ought to rewrite it once every 2 or 3 months to remind yourself you really are making progress. As the debts go down and the savings and investments go up, you are starting to win incrementally at that point.